So we left off the end of the shiur, the end of the shiur yesterday. We're trying to spend a little bit of time on Tosfos. We spent a lot of time in Rashi, and now we're
going to turn this up. Just all of us to make sure everybody can hear.
We want to spend a little bit of time on Tosfos as well. So Tosfos tells us that Bittul is Bitam Hefker, and the question is, Man Hefker mean that Bitam Hefker? So we saw that the Ran raised the question yesterday as to whether you could be mevatel chametz by the shaliach. And the Ran quoted the possibility. What's about it? Is it very loud here? Is this too loud here? On the mic? It's good, the guys in the back are good? Okay. So the Ran raised the possibility that if bittul is bitam hefker, maybe it would be impossible to be mevatel ayde shliach, because the Ran quoted from the Acherim, the end of the 16th of the Maimonides. The Acherim choken, they came to the bit with us. Hefker nagiba, so shliach v'adu l'matzim mevatel. Shreim adu halu l'chaveir et hefker tadachas v'kach klub. Says the Ran, it's a milsa to pshita ad ma'oid, that you can't be mafker something ayde shliach. And since bitlus b'tam hefker, so then it wouldn't be so surprising to say that you can't be mevatel ayadei shliach. That was the Ran's contribution to the sugya. That was the Ran's extrapolation from Shittas HaTosfos. So there is a somewhat of a startling Beis Yosef. I know a lot of the Bochurim were spending a lot of time working over this Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef attacks the same question, raises the question. The Beis Yosef was writing a sefer in Halach on the tour. Tachlis, bottom line, kupter of Pesach. And I want to be mevatel mechametz ayde shliach, and I do so or not. So the Beis Yosef starts with the pismut of the Ran that it could be it's a problem because bittul is bitam hefker. And then the Beis Yosef begins to chisel away at it and say, you know, even if bittul is bitam hefker, maybe it could still possibly be mevatel ayde shliach. How could that be? So the Beis Yosef makes reference to the Shittas HaRan that we spoke about a lot at the beginning, that even if bittul is bitam hefker, it seems to circumvent some of the regular rules that govern hefker. The regular rules that govern hefker include it has to have a lashon hefker, it has to be bedibur, according to one Tana Rabbi Yais, it has to be osel yad hazoicher. There are so many conditions necessary in order for hefker to take effect, and bittul doesn't seem to have any of the above. So how do we explain away that phenomenon? So it was the Ran's, you saw it, it's all said together. What's it based on, the Ran? Based on? Nobody. So the Ran basically said that we can cut out all the details of Hefker because the kind of Hefker necessary, the standards of Hefker necessary for Bittul are very, very low. Because it's anyway it's Hefker. It's really not yours in the first place. The whole Bittul Chometz is all a game. The whole Bayerah is all a game. It's all a fake out because Enem Bishus Shalodim anyway. So therefore, the standards that the halacha requires for this kind of hefker are significantly lower than standard hefker. So the Beis Yosef invokes that same imagery when it comes to being mevatel ayadei shaliach. Be'ikaron, hefker really doesn't lend itself to shlichus. But this kind of hefker, which anyway doesn't need everything, and anyway, as the Ran's, that's the Beis Yosef's lashon was, v'li nirem, the third line of the Beis Yosef, the Alpha Gav, the Bittul Midin Hefker Nagabai, Shabiach Levat Lede Shaliach, Bishim Dikev the Chomet Ebi Shashaladam, Elasal Katzke Bishus, the Glid, Aitad Lanich Lede Levitz Chuzbek Avei Klal Sag. You don't really need all the rules that govern Hefker. And the same way, Echboi Chalzayin on the Lashon, Echboi Chalzayin on the Dibor, Echboi Chalzayin on the Asad Ha'esh Shasacherim, Echboi Chalzayin on the Din of Shalichos as well. That's the first approach that the Beis Yosef takes. Inami, now the Beis Yosef wants to chisel away Nachamo. Yeah. Yes, with the altar.
Yeah. Maybe we had this somewhere, but... Can you hear me? Yeah. Maybe we had this somewhere, but I don't understand. This whole business that it's not Bishus HaShaladam, that would only kick in at the time that the Easter Chometz kicked in. Before that, it's certainly Bishus.
Oh, so this is an angel. Oh, Mr. Alter, yes, your bomb cast. You're going to have to hang in there till Vavam Beis. Now, at the rate that we're going, I cannot assure you that will happen before Pesach, even. Okay? But it's a bomb kasha. If Shnei Dvarim Shel Shaladam, how does that impact on the standards pre-Pesach, so to speak? We're using that Yisod to chisel away at the standards of Hefker, but it hasn't yet been Yatzim Shel Shaladam. That's a bomb kasha. Have to hang in there. Very, very good. So again, the Beis Yosef is trying to have his cake and eat it. He doesn't want to veer off the parasha of Hefker. He likes Tosfos. He likes Bittul B'tam Hefker. He likes that equation. On the other hand, he doesn't want to be led to the conclusion that Shlichus doesn't work. So he's looking for it in Pesach. He's looking for a way to explain why he can literally have a cake and eat it. Bittul B'tam Hefker. Oh, but for some technical quirk, it's still okay at Shlichus. So Zakli says for second approach. Ina, the time of the hefker l'mahani shlichus, hainu mishum the hefker yesh loy din neder. Something they say, I say, why is it that it's such a milsa to pshit to the ran that hefker can be done at shliach? So the answer is the only way to explain if shlichus works for kedushin, for gittin, for matanas, for mechir, kalatar kula, shlichus works. Why does it fall short for hefker? It must be we have to pull out of our hat what the nedarim shavoy. And everybody knows you can't take a neder at Shlichus. That's like most of the Pshita Abiyoid, says the Beis Yosef. So it's because you can't take a neder at Shlichus, that's why you can't be mafkir at Shlichus. But that svara doesn't apply to Chometz. And just to boost that theory that Hefkes Mitam Nedarim, he quotes a supposed Gemara Nedarim of Zion, the Meimen that said it. He quotes a Rambam Luchos Nedarim that says it. Beis Yosef for the punchline, the cave on the dineder yeshloi, mishumach l'mana b'shlichus. Shaiva l'chaver kamal l'ach a neder, zeb shechusi, shehe, also ba eno klum, those are the pshita, nobody would ever say such a silly thing. You would become a neder yeshlichus, that's another poshut. Aval bitul she eno eno neder. What does bitul chometz have to do with nedar? Shepe b'hani b'shlichus, therefore shlichus will work. Ad kan divrei Beis Yosef. Does anyone have a clue what the Beis Yosef means? How many kashas do you have in this Beis Yosef? Ad ki chadal ispar ki ein mispar. There are so many problems, so many issues with this Beis Yosef. Share with me one or two. Beis Yosef is trying to walk this tightrope without falling off. That Bittul B'tam Hefker does not want to veer off the Bittul B'tam Hefker. That's the goal of Beis Yosef. He wants to salvage Bittul B'tam Hefker. And he wants to say, Taka, Hefker cannot be done at Shlichus. But he's explaining to you why this kind of Hefker can't be done at Shlichus. So the first approach of Beis Yosef is Mechabim Mekabel. Because anyway, we know that the standards for this Hefker are very, very schwach. That I can't really have around for. The Eidi Shloimar, the dimension of Hefker that doesn't lend itself to Shlichus is the Nedarim Shabbai. And Bittul B'tam Hefker is Nish Nedarim. Can somebody explain to you what's bothering me? No, who's going to formulate what's bothering me? So tell me. So what are the words Bittul B'tam Hefker mean? If you are telling me that Hefker is B'tam Nedarim, that's what the Bishas is asking, quotes a Rambam. If he's made that Hefker has become neder, and that is the reason, the engine that's driving the inability to be mafkir, Eide Shlichus, is the neder Shabbai. So what does Bittul B'tam Hefker mean? There is no other entity of Hefker except for Hefker B'tam Neder. There is the one parsha in the Torah of Hefker. The Torah says, "Mashvius mishpatenu natashla." That's the source we spoke yesterday, Mishalmi. There's a din min haTorah of Hefker. We know that. The fact that Hefker exists was never up for discussion. We're not sure what the nature of Hefker is. So the Rambam has this razzle dazzle chiddush that Hefker is mitam neder. Okay, good. Zolza. If that's what Hefker is, then that's what Hefker is. If you want to tell me that Bittul is mitam Hefker, what you're telling me is that Bittul is mitam neder. That's what you're telling me. How can you be kinking? How can you say Bittul is mitam Hefker, but not the Nedarim Shavai? What do you mean not the Nedarim Shavai? There is no other din of Hefker. So I don't understand. Didn't everyone go to high school in 10th grade? What did they learn the first day of geometry? Can someone please tell me, what's the first day of geometry? A equals what? A equals B and B equals C, therefore A equals C. Alright? So just, I want you to connect the A, B's and C's. We're only out based today. What's the A, B, and C? Bittul is Bitam. No, A equals B. Bittul equals Hefker. Hefker equals what? Neder. So bittul equals neder. If neder is what can't be done at the shlichos, and that is responsible for hefker not being done at the shlichos, where did bittul sneak in at the shlichos? How can bittul be any better than regular hefker? You want to tell me the first bia from BCA safe that we have a soft version of hefker here because of shnei dvarim shuvos that achmin mekabel. But you want to tell me that I don't need that shnei dvarim and meshusay. The reason why it's good is because the dimension of neder doesn't exist for bittul. So then, how does bittul work without hefker? The only hefker that we know is hefker b'tam neder. So I don't understand this b'siyasif. There's something else bothering me with this b'siyasif. Who is the b'siyasif talking? Within which rishonim? Within Tosfos. Tosfos holds that hefker is b'tam neder. What was the Tosfos whole breakthrough, Rabbi say? The Tosfos is off. That Rashi holds that Hefker is Mitam Neder, and therefore Hefker is not Yotze Mishusai, and therefore Rashi had to come on to Teshbisu because the Gzeres HaKosma the Shalachayim wouldn't apply. But the Balei HaTosfos and the Ar Tosfos, new Talmud days, Ar Tosfos that says that Chamish of Hefker is Chamish Shalachayim, that means it's Yotze Mishuso. Oh, but Yotze Mishuso. How is that neder? What's that doing neder? That Rambam makes sense in Rashi's world. Doesn't make sense in Tosfos' world. So the Bishyaisiv is borrowing that model of Hefker Mishum Neder, using it with us Tosfos. That's against the choice. I mean, it's hard to ask a cash in the Bishyaisiv against the choice. But only because we've been so mushba from the choice for the last week and a half that we have trouble with the Bishyaisiv. The Bishyaisiv lived before, 300 years before the choice. So the Bishyaisiv had no qualms and no problems mixing and matching. I don't understand. If Hefker's Mitam Neder, how in the world is it going to work? How's it going to work to solve the Chometz problem? So I don't know. Amarti Echma Virchaikim Imani. I thought I'd understand the Bishyaisiv. I don't understand the Bishyaisiv. You know what you have to do when you have these problems? I'll tell you what you have to do. It's hard for us to do it now, but you got to get on a plane right now, fly to Tzfat, go to the cave of the Bais Yosef. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? A little cave of the Bais Yosef. And sit there and meditate and say the Hillel and ask for Siyat Nishmaya to understand the Bais Yosef. What else are you going to do? So I'll tell you a story. Two stories. I was once, took a group of Bachar from YU for, I forgot which mission it was, but it was the Shemitah mission or the Shabbos mission, different missions over the years, different winter trips. So, the goal of the trips was we went there to Israel for a week or so during the winter break, and we sat and learned the whole morning, and then we spent all afternoon running around trying to look lamaisa, how to keep Shabbos, how to keep Shemitah, how to do modern things in Shabbos. We went to the hospitals and Tzomet and the armies, and Shemitah we went to the kibbutzim and the moshavim. That was the goal of those wonderful trips. So one of those, I don't remember which one it was, one of them we had like some downtime in Tzvat or something. So we were walking around, the regular place. You guys have been there a million times. So we came into the little cave of the Bais Yosef. So I said to the Bachrim, I said, you come to Makom Kadosh like this, it's Yadua, this is where the Bais Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch. The Sefer Bais Yosef was written in Turkey. He was born in Spain, and then he was exiled in 1492. He was 4 years old, the Bais Yosef. His family went to Turkey. He spent his youth in Turkey. And then in later life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So the Bais Yosef was written in Turkey, but the Shulchan Aruch was written in Eretz Yisrael. So it's Yadua Meforsim. That's where he learned. That was his Bais Medrash. This little cave was his Bais Medrash. I said, this is where he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So I said, here we're coming to Eretz Yisrael to learn Halacha. I said, this is a great place to daven to the Rabbanu Shem, to have Siyat Shmaya, to learn Halacha properly, to learn how to Asuk Shmaya Sidi Milchasa. So we had a moving, inspirational saying, we have Siyat Shmaya, and they brought me to the proper Pesach Halacha in all our endeavors. Then there was another time I was in Eretz Yisrael with Kola one summer, also which let me up to Tzvat. So I had a few minutes free. So I figured I'd go back to the cave in the Bais Yosef and I'll daven again. I need another boost for some Siyat Shmaya Pesach Halacha. Problem was, the cave was closed. So I had no choice. So I sat down next to the cave, sat on the floor there on the steps there, next to the cave of the Bais Yosef. So what do you do when it's a Makom Kadosh, Tzvat? Most people that come to Tzvat, they're all kind of, different. What do you do with such a Heilige, Heilige Makom? When the Bais Yosef said and learned. So I took out a Sefer and I learned. I said, what else would the Beis Yosef want me to do? What do you think the Beis Yosef would want me to sit and tell spooky stories about people coming out of Kvarim? I said, come on, what really happened in Tzvat? They sat and learned Torah. The Hilig of Beis Yosef sat and wrote the Shulchan Aruch in Tzvat. That's what a misnagi does when it comes to Tzvat. You sit and learn. Okay. Should be Meron also. You go to Meron, sit and learn. Rabbi Shubayachai, once you sit and dance, once you sit and learn the Torah. Gedan's also a little bit here and there. It's nice. Gives a little chizuk. But if those things don't get you to go back to the Beis Medrash to learn, it's not. If those things give you chizuk, they give you chizuk to go back and do the real stuff. Okay, that was just an aside. Okay. So, Acharei Kiklai Sekol, we have no idea what this Beis Medrash is talking about. Mitchila V'Yatzayv, so maybe we need some more trips to Tzvat to get some a little bit more Rasiyatish. Okay. Back to the regular schedule program here. It's Tuesday. Relax. A little lower, you know. Everyone's a little more relaxed on Tuesdays. So basically, we're still trying to put the final touches on the sugya. We're still sitting here on Erev Pesach and trying to figure out, can I be mevata de shlich or not? So I don't particularly want to be bothered with doing bitul chometz. I got to go to work Erev Pesach. I got to go. Other things going on Erev Pesach. I'm playing golf. Whatever I'm doing Erev Pesach, I'm not, the last thing on my mind is bitul chometz. On the other hand, I remember the rice to be on the sag. I don't want to blow it. So I ask somebody else to do me a favor. At 11:03, before this man, I'm going to Avram, Alachot, do it. Be mevata de chometz for me. I don't want to be vatal now because my wife's still eating lunch, breakfast, my kids are still eating, the kids haven't gotten up yet, they're still going to the 16th Siyum of Bechayr stuff. I don't want to be vatal the chometz yet. On the other hand, I'm going to forget by 11 o'clock, I'm busy doing other things, so do me a favor, you go be vatal chometz for me. So the Ran quotes the Balita, that's okay. The Ran said he does not so sure that it's going to work because bitlus bitam hefker. And the Beis Yosef is willing to defend, even though bitlus bitam hefker could still work by the shlichus for one of two reasons. First reason we got, second reason we didn't quite understand. But the assumption of the Beis Yosef was the middle of the Pshita Ad Ma'od. And that was, if Bittul is Bitam, I'm sorry, if Hefka is Bitam Neder, there's no question you cannot be Mafka De Shalich. Regular, plain, and simple Hefka is Lo Nitan Lehe Amer Ayde Shalichus. That's like Poshet to the Beis Yosef, Poshet to the Ran, and Poshet to everybody who ever opened up a Sefer. Hayitochen, if Hefka's mitam neder, hayitochen, you can take a neder, the Shalichos, that's like the ABCs, double Poshet Adnoi. And therefore, if neder, the Shalichos doesn't work, Hefka doesn't work, and Bittul may not work. So whether or not you want to connect the dots and say that Hefka's mitam neder, whether you want to connect the dots and say Bittul's mitam Hefka, you can discuss the dots. But the Iker, Ikorim, the Yisayat HaYisayid is, Yehuda Chochmas is, a Nedra de Shlichus, you have to be out of your mind to say that a Nedra de Shlichus is going to work. If Shalom HaGid the work is there, that a Nedra is going to be Chala de Shlichus. Anyone want to argue with what I just said? Anyone want to make a case that a Nedra can take place at de Shlichus? Anyone want to question this entire Ran and the Yosef and this 800 years of halachic literature and question the Yosef and say, no, a neder can take place in the Shlichus also?
I don't know if this is Midin Halacha, but don't we know by, at least by Shimshon, that his parents made him a Nazir in that sense?
So that is a really, really tricky one. So you can take a look at the Radak in Sefer Shoftim a little bit about that. But is that Radak maybe beginning of Shmuel? I forgot already where it is. But that's a very, very tricky question. What exactly the status of that Naziris was? There happens to be a special halacha Moshe Mesinai that a father can make a child, can make a son into a Nazir, but it's not clear that's even what was taking place over there. So classic Shlichus probably doesn't work, but maybe it does. Anyone have any thoughts on the matter? Anyone have any ideas? I put two marmakemis on it, a Gemarin Ksubis and a Taizen Ksubis. Food for thought. Anyone read the Gemara Ksubis?
About the Reuven and the Chatzim and Asher.
What's going on there? Parashas Mishpatei HaTinoyim, right? The Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin of the third parak. If you want to be Mekadesh Shidisha Latanai, you got to do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. You want to sell land on Latanai, got to do X, Y, Z. Mishpatei Atanoim. Give me quick little chazar. What are some Mishpatei Atanoim? What are some of the halachas of Mishpatei Atanoim?
You have to say both the positive and
positive the negative. It's called the Terei Kofel. Anyone else? It's got to be the positive before the negative. Hein Kedem Alav. Tanai B'davrechot. Tanai B'davrechot. A lot of klolim called Mishpatei Atanoim. Comes the Gemara in the 18th of Maimon Kamas Ksubis and says, there's another one in Mishpatei Atanoim. Michtei kol Tanai Mechen Gamrina. What's the source for Parshas Atanoim? Mitanai B'negar B'nei Reuven. Right, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the land, but he stipulates with them in the end of Parshas Matos, we're only giving you this land on the condition that you come and you fight when the rest of Klai Yisrael cross over the Yarden. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very clear to them. He said, if you fight, if you come, you get Eva Yarden. And if you don't, then you don't. What's that called advice? Yeah, tonight? Kofar. And Moshe Rabbeinu said it very clearly to them. If you do it, yeah. If nisht, that's a hein kind of a love. And all of Mishpatei Atanoim are derived from that sugya, that parasha, Parshas Matos. So comes the Gemara Ksubis and adds on, Michtei kol Tanoim mehechi gamrinan, mitanoim megar meyruvim, Tanoim de'evshal kiyumei ayde shaliach kihasam havi Tanoim Tanoim. Delay evshal kiyumei ayde shaliach kihasam havi Tanoim. You can only make a tenai on something that can be done ayde shlichus. L'moshul, if you want to get married, ayde shlichus, you can do it. You want to be garek shlisha, ayde shlichus, you can do it. You want to sell field ayde shlichus, you can do it. Anything that can be done ayde shlichus is subject to the parasha of Tanoim. Something that doesn't lend itself to shlichus would not lend itself to Tanoim. That's linked in the parasha of Mishpatei Atanoim. No? No? Who sees a kasha developing here? On a what? Can you make a nether on Tanai? What do you think? Of course you can. It's a shayla. Very shi gemara, 100 times over the gemara. It talks about Tanai men adarim. Comes the Nadi Behuda and says, Mechid is covered everybody else. He doesn't understand. Everybody from Ran, from BCIC for 800 years was assuming that you can't appoint a shaliach for Nedarim, and therefore you can't appoint shalichas for Hefker, and therefore it could be you can't appoint shaliach for Bittel. The entire discussion was working with the premise, do you say this was, that you can't take a neder al yaday shaliach. Says the Nedarim, that's wrong. And I'll prove to you, since you can do a neder ayadei tanai, by definition, it has to be subject to shlichus. Because otherwise, every neder will be a milsa de leisa b'shlichus, leisa b'tanai. That's like reverse, counter-reverse, whatever the lashon from geometry is. We know for a fact that you can take a neder ala tanai. That's a given. You can't argue that. It's a fair shikumar, 100 times over. We know for a fact you can take a neder ala tanai. And we know that chaloisim that don't lend themselves to shlichus, don't lend themselves to tanayim. So you put two into the fish tanks, you can take another.
How would that work practically? What would you appoint a shliach?
Imagine if I said, listen, that's right. Yeah, listen, I don't want to take the nether right now. I'm busy right now. I don't want to start my diet today. Maybe tomorrow. Okay? So, I'm going to be busy tomorrow. I got a business meeting tomorrow. I got a town meeting. I'm not going to remember to take this nether. I want to make sure this nether gets taken care of tomorrow. So I say, listen, do me a favor. Reuven, do me a favor. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, please take a nether and say, Sobolovsky can't eat meat.
But doesn't that open up a whole host of problems in terms of if one violates the nether but doesn't know the nether is a place?
Well, I don't know. I told you this, do me a favor. Take the nether at 2 o'clock. Send me a text that you took the nether and show you. I don't want to be, but I can't. I don't have time to look up Hilchos Nedarim right now. The same way, listen, I want to marry this girl. I can't make it to the wedding. I got a business meeting. I'm out of town. Do me a favor. Go tomorrow and bring her a ring and be Makadisha. So that works. So just as Kedushin Tanai works, I said, just as Kedushin Ayideh Shlichus works, so Nedarim Ayideh Shlichus works also. So says the Nedarim, it has to be that way. If a neder doesn't work at the shlichus, so then it's at least tonight. And we know for a fact, from 100 times open shas, you can have a neder all tonight. So the Rebbe took this whole balloon that was built up by the Ran, by the Bishai Seif, This milsa de pshita ad be'oid, you can't take the darim ayde shlichus and poop, pop the horn and said it's partially not true. That was the debut of this time. No? You can't have any kindness of the Hilgin Edim Yehuda because he probably did not see this Ramban in Baba Basra in the 8th Perek. Probably wasn't even printed in his days. But this Ha'ora that, hey, how can you have a Neder Eidei Tanai, it's Leser B'Shlichos, was already raised by the Ramban 700 years before the Nevi Yehuda was born. 500 years before the Nevi Yehuda was born. The Nevi Yehuda took this kasha and said, Zetman for this kasha that you can make a Nedra de Shlichus. The Ramban, he asked the exact same kasha and said, Zetman garnish, you don't see anything. Says the Ramban, Yitaka can't make a Nedra de Shlichus. And you still can have an idea tonight. And it's not a steer to the Gemara Ksuba Sayin Dal. Why not? What's the answer? So the Ramban develops a Yisoid in Baba Basra Kuchavav. The Ramban says, Mishmatei Atnoyim are necessary when you're entering into a relationship, an agreement with somebody else. Parshat Atnoyim was Meshe Rabbeinu representing Klal Yisrael, negotiating with the B'nai God of B'nai Reuven. I'm going to give you land. If you do this, if you don't do this, you're not going to get the land. It's a give and take. It's a dealing between two parties. So the Torah says that chalesim that involve two parties, there's a concept of tenoyim, but the Torah delineates a whole series of conditions that have to be met. However, Zohar the Ramban, when it's bein chol bein atzbecho, it's between you and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there is no other party negotiating with. Whatever you want the rules to be, the rules will be. If you don't want to enter into this commitment, so don't. What are the Mishpatei Tanoim for? If you want to make it on tonight, make it on tonight. It has to be a Tanakofa, with a Tanakofa love, with the whole Chagadia. Whatever you say goes, whatever you say doesn't go. The whole Mishpatei Tanoim break down. The whole Yalfusa from the Gala Beruven break down, says the Ramban, when you're dealing with Chalois Ben Olav Ben Atzmoy. A Neder Zok the Ramban is a Chalois Ben Olav Ben Atzmoy. There's no other party involved. I'm going on a diet. It doesn't impact anybody else. I'm not selling you property. I'm giving you a gift. I'm not marrying you. Says the Ramban, those types of chaloisim don't lend themselves to Mishpatei Atnoyim. And therefore, this Gibran Ksubis doesn't apply. It's a milsa deleisa b'shlichos v'avo b'chein yisim b'tanayim. So the emes lamito of the Ramban is you cannot take it out of b'shlichos. V'avo b'chein, you can still do it ayadei tanai. It's not a steer to the Gemara Ksubis. So Baruch Hashem, we could breathe a sigh of relief. We defended the Ram, we defended the Beis Yosef. Hefker requires you yourself. You can't delegate a shliach because Hefker is like a neder. It's Efshav ayadei tanai. That's not a cash. The Gemara Ksubis doesn't apply to Devarim Shemirol Benatz. So Baruch Hashem, we can breathe a sigh of relief. So basically, I want to share with you one other approach to the sugi. It's almost the shirayim of the sugi. We're already way past the point of chametz. But I told you many times, I can't hold back. I cannot let you guys get it. You're going to meet some mashashiva one day, and they're going to ask you, where do you learn by Sobolovsky? What do you learn by Sobolovsky? We're learning Pesachim of Da'an of Aveis. We're talking about Pitul Chomet Shlichos. And they're going to ask you, so tell me. Most of these Messiahs left, they're going to say, you never heard of it. You don't know. You never heard of the times of Super Saiyan Dalits. It's going to be a bit. It's going to look well for me, not look good for me. So I have no choice. That's not the real reason why I'm telling you. I'm telling you because you have to come. You're going to come to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, maybe Yosef Shana, and then he asks you, "Who's shearing you in?" Say, "This guy Sobolovsky. He didn't tell you about this Taisvus. He did a terrible job. Not a Rebbe. No choice. So you got to hang in there, but so hang in. Hang in for dear life." Again, let's get the proper perspective of the sugya. Let's not forget that we're still learning Pesachim. Notice we haven't opened our Gemara yet today, okay? We're still learning Pesach. So we're analyzing Bittul Chomer through the eyes and the Heilig of Aliyah Tosfos. Bittul Mitam Hefker. And the Ram raised the question, Lamaisa, can you be Mavata de Shlichos?
And the premise of the whole discussion was, well, you can't be masked, and the Beis Yosef told us the reason is because Bittles Bitam Hefke, Hefke's Bitam Neder, whole Chagadia. The Rebbe Yehuda jumped and said, wait a second, that's a poshut. Who says you can't take another Shlichos? Ayin Ksubis Tavayin Dalet. So we're trying to wiggle our way out of Ksubis Tavayin Dalet. We're trying to explain why La'olam you can't take another day Shlichos. La'olam you can make it tonight for a neder. And those two halachas are not a contradiction to the din of Milsa Delaysa B'Shlich Delaysa B'Tonight. That's the goal we're trying to set, the final touches on the sugya right now. We're trying to walk this tightrope now falling over. That on one hand, we really believe the Beis Yosef is right, that you cannot take a neder day shlichos. That's on our heart and soul, we think that's true. Whether that impacts Bitlo, we're not sure. But in our heart and soul, if we were learning Maseches Nedarim, we'd be pretty convinced the Beis Yosef is right. You cannot take a neder day shlichos. On the other hand, we know you can take a neder on tonight. And we have this one Super Saiyan Dalit staring us in the face. And so one approach was the Ramban of Baba Basra. That was one approach. We're going to suggest another approach right now, by saying. Take a look at Tosfos in the 19th of the Maimonides. The Gemara tells us that we derive from the Gadol ben Reuven a milsa of the lace of the Shlichus lace of the Tanai. Right? That's the Gemara says in Super Saiyan Dalit. In order to make a Tanai, something has to be meet at the Shlichus. Tosfos asks one of my favorite kashas. Vim Taimer. Umas svara yeshkan. The legamidim mehasav el inim mashu svara. The aliyah fidim mehasav lamahani tanai elabinisin is karaka. What does Tosfos say? We always talk about this. Whenever the Torah gives us an illustration, did I say this about 100 times this year, any? The Torah illustrates a model. And the Gemara begins to tell us that the only time that halacha applies if it mimics the model. Which parts of the model must it mimic? Only the relevant parts, not the irrelevant parts. So the Torah depicts for us a story back in the days of the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu is making a tanai with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. And the Torah Shema is telling us, oh, this is the source for Mishpatei Atanoim. And therefore, 3,500 years later, when you want to be the Kaddish Anisha, and you want to do it all today, you have to look to Parshas Matos. And the Gemara starts rattling off, what do you look at the Parshas Matos for? It's got to be a Tanai Kofel, Hink and Olav. Wait, another condition has to be the Parshas Matos. You know what it has to be? Your name has to start with either the letter Gimel or the letter Resh. Because otherwise you're not from Negev and Reuven. If your name is Gedalia, then it's okay. If your name is Rafal, then it's okay. But if your name is Shmuel or Yehuda, it's not going to work. Because it's not Dubin of Negev and Reuven. What would you say about that drasha? Where would you put that drasha? I would put it in the bottom of a Purim Torah. It's a joke. It's not even worth the wasting of time about that. Why? Because everybody understands intuitively that when you learn out from something, you have to extract the significant characteristics, not the irrelevant pieces of information. So when you learn a sugya, you have to learn the parts of the sugya that matter. Everything matters ultimately, but we have limited time in this world. So you got to try to extract the highlights of the sugya. So if you're learning the parasha, learning the sugya, b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven, learn the important parts. Leave out the irrelevant parts. So Tosfos says, would anybody say such a silly thing that you can only make a tanai on karka? Because Eretz Yisrael is karka. Every item is karka. You want to sell a toplum, there's no din mishmir atanai. It's a joke. So now Tosfos is saying, milsa delaysa b'shlichos is also a joke. Why is that important? The fact that it could be that Eretz Yisrael, the division of the west and the east bank of Eretz Yisrael, could have been done at the shlichos, which it was, why is that so important? Why is that so integral to Mishpatei Atanoim? We're not highlighting the irrelevant piece of information. We're only highlighting the parts that are relevant. Why is that relevant? Why is that significant? Masvar yesh bedover. Says Taisus, listen to this, you say from Taisus. Yesh leimai. Dehainu taim. Dehoyo v'hamaisa kolkach biyadoi. You know what it tells you say? No, who's going to tell? What it tells you say? Taisi is giving you a compelling svara for this principle of milsad isa b'shlichus isa b'tai. This is not just tangential. This is not just irrelevant information. The notion of appointing a shaliach to do something for you, that makes perfect sense if you are in control. If you're in the driver's seat, you are the ba'al and b'davar, then it's mitamei ha'amer, you can choose somebody else to act in your place. What if you are not a player here? You are just a pawn in the game. You have no das, you have no b'chir chavshus, you're not in charge. You're going to appoint the shliach? Misam chaliyash, who are you? The ability to appoint the shliach for something is always indicative of the fact that you are in the driver's seat. Milsa de isa b'shlichos. The fact that it's b'shlichos is not the reason why you can appoint, you can do what I did tonight. What is it, Rabbi Yisai? It's not the siba. What is it? What's the opposite of a siba? No one in Mashiach knows the opposite of a siba. It's a simon. If something is isa b'shlichos, that is indicative of something. That is a measuring rod of something. What is that a measuring rod of? If you could do a day shliach, that shows that you are the who? Give me the word altogether. You are the?
Bailing.
You are the bailing. And therefore, it makes perfect sense you can make it tonight. Who can make it tonight? The bailing can make it tonight. I'm going to make it tonight in a chalais that I'm not even in control of. Tonight means I'm calling the shots. I'm drawing the picture, and I'm going to say, this marriage will only take effect if you give me X, Y, and Z. This get one michal if it rains. If I'm the one in charge of the chalais, I can do whatever I please. I can make whatever silly conditions I want. But if things are happening and you are simply a pawn in the game, you're a nothing. The Baal HaChalais, and you're just being shifted along the chessboard. Who are you to make it tonight? Who gave you the koich to make it tonight? Who gave you the koich to live with what's happening? You're nothing. Shlichos and tenoyim are both indicative of a degree of control of what's going on. And that's why Chazal paint this picture of milsa de isa b'shlichos, isa b'tenai. Milsa de leisa b'shlichos, leisa b'tenai. It's inconceivable to do something and make it tonight if you don't have the parasha shlichus. Because if you don't have the ability to make a shliach, that is proof positive that you are not in control. And if you are not in control, then there's no way under the sun you can be able to have the parasha, the ability to make it tonight. Says Taisus, this is a Taisus. This Taisus could have been written by a Rosh Yeshiva in Lito at the end of the 1800s. This is Mabashah Yeshiva Shahdor. This is the lingo that we're used to. Bailus, beyond control. The din of tonight, the din of shlichus are both results of control, and that's why the Gemara links the two. So it's not that shlichus is the gerim for tonight. No. Shlichus is the raya that it's bailus. That's the measurement, that's the barometer of bailus. And once it's bailus for shlichus, you can make it tonight. What is the example of something that's not bailus and there's no shlichos and there's no tanai? There were no ksubas. So the Gemara in ksubas is talking about chalitza. The Gemara is talking about, if you go to the end of the Taisus, the 19th, about chalitza. That's what the Gemara is talking about in ksubas. The chalitza, she'en biyad l'kame de shlich, l'abiyad anam l'mer b'tino. Chalitza is the example par excellence where you are the pawn. You are nothing in chalitza. You are not the Baal HaChalais. When you are sitting there and having your shoe being taken off, that's because you're not doing anything. That's not why. You and the Yavam together are not the Baal HaChalais. What's the Chalais chalitza? What's happening in chalitza? The woman's become a teres l'shuk. Who is creating that Chalais in chalitza? Who's creating that Chalais in chalitza? Who?
Hashem.
Ben Shalom. Terah Kadesh is creating the Chalais. When you're megarish your wife, who's created the chalais? I'm creating the chalais. I'm the bailiff. I'm creating the chalais. Therefore, a get is isa b'shlichus, because I'm in control. And therefore, by extension, it's isa b'tanan, because I'm in control. Chalitza is nisht you. What you're doing the chalitza is, you're doing the pu'ulas a chalitza. You're not creating the chalais chalitza. You're doing the pu'ula from chalitza, ma'isa chalitza. And once you undergo ma'isa chalitza, then the Torah steps in and is not this woman lashuk. And therefore, there's no shlichus by chalitza. Because it's felt in bailus. And because it's felt in bailus vis-a-vis shlichus, it's felt in bailus vis-a-vis tzinai as well. And that's what the Gemara in Ksubas means. Those who want a little bit more elaboration upon this can take a look at Reb Chaim Hilchazit Chalitza elaborates on this yesod fundamentally, where Gerishin and Chalitza part ways. One is the Chalais HaTayr and one is the Chalos of the person himself. Just as an aside, in a halachic hashkafic sense, can anyone figure out why that's true? The fact that it's true is the milsa the pshit. You learn Yavamish, you realize it right away. You read this Gemara Ksubasai analogy, you realize it. You read Reb Chaim, you realize it right away. Anyone can figure out why it's true? Manish Tana get from Chalitza, why is it that get the husband is in control, he's the Baal HaChalais, and therefore he can make Shlichus and Tanaim, with Chalitza Nisht? Yeah, by Gerishin, he's the one who got married in the first place. By Chalitza, how do you end up with this woman? Mishmai Hikmulai. It's who could be a madness. He never married her, he doesn't know who she is. It's his brother who lives 6,000 miles away, his wife, he doesn't know who she is. He wasn't interested in marrying her, and he got him thrown in his face. He's not the Bailum here. He's kachayim yada yaitz in the Rebbeinu Shem Dishas. By Yibam, by Chalitza, the Rebbeinu Shem creates the Yishus, and the Rebbeinu Shem is Mata the Yishus. By regular marriage, you create the Yishus, and you are Mata the Yishus, and therefore by Kedush and Gerish, it's Nita Tashlich to Tanoim. This is the Milch of the Peshitta. This is Ksubas Tafayin Dala, this is the Taisus, the Reb Chaim, this is like the ABCs. Nur Baisai, let's get to the grand finale, the punchline now for Bitta Chomets. Remember, we're talking about Chomets. The Rebbe Yehuda was bald with Kasha. We know that the Nedarim can be done all the time. You can't argue that. Chazal's all over the place. So the Rebbe Yehuda came up with what seems to be, according to most others, the incorrect conclusion. The Rebbe Yehuda says, since we know for a fact that Nedarim can be done all the time, and we know there's a Klal and Milson Yisrael Shirich Sisim B'Tanai, and Lacey Shalitha tonight, and Korchoch, you can take another day Shalichus. Right? That was the debut's conclusion. And we can't believe that's true. The Rams, the Beshiais, we don't think it's true. But I, the Gibbon Shubasai, the Alba staring us in the face, and the Rambam is one. I'll perhaps give a different approach. No? Who's going to put the final touches on it? Is there an absolute ironclad principle in Halacha Milsa, the Lacey Shalichus, Lacey tonight? Is the inability to make shlichus the engine that's driving the inability to make a tanai? No. Milsa d'leisa b'shlichus is a way to measure bailus. It's a measuring rod. It's a barometer for bailus. And the real gairim of inability to make a tanai is lack of bailus. What if I have a certain chalois that I am totally and completely in control of? Nobody else has a say in this matter. But what? I can't appoint the shliach here. You know why? Because some tangential quirk of Xeris HaKasav tucked away somewhere. What do you want from me? I can't make a shliach. I can try from today till tomorrow. I can't make a shliach because there's some external din somewhere over the rainbow that's stopping me from appointing a shliach. But that external din is not indicative of a lack of bailus. What would you say about that? What would you say about such a chalois? A chalois that Lamaisa can be done in the shlichus. At the end of the day, it cannot be done in the shlichus. But the reason it can't be done in shlichus is for totally tangential reason. Would that create Lesa B'Tanai? What do you think? According to what we're saying? Absolutely not. That's not what it says in Ksubas Ayin Dalet. Ksubas Ayin Dalet says Chalitza. The reason why you can't have a shlichus by Chalitza is because of lack of bialus. That kind of inability of shlichus translates to the inability to make it tonight. But when you have chalois, that what the ego of what's preventing you from doing it as shlichus has nothing to do with bialus, has to do with some zaitik din, some external din. So there's no halach b'shasid, it has to be isa b'shlichus. Isa b'shlichus is not the end all, it's not the engine that's driving. Can somebody give me an example of something that is leisa b'shlichus? You cannot make a shlich on it, but it has nothing to do with lach b'shlichus. Can I give you a good example? What? Come on, give me a good example. Nadarim. Why can't you have shlichus for Nadarim according to all those who say you can't? What's wrong with shlichus for Nadarim? Why not conceptually? Why? Because you're not the Bailam on the Nadarim? If you're not the Bailam, who is the Bailam exactly? Of course you're the Bailam on the Nadarim. Why not? So why can't you have shlichus? Why did the Mishnah say the mills of the Pshita and the Ayy that you can't take a net of the Shlich? Why can't you take a net of the Shlich? There must be some deep, dark secret preventing a net of the Shlichus. It's nothing to do with lack of bailus. What is it? I'll tell you a secret. You know what it is? I was tired this morning. I didn't really want to get for shachris this morning. So I'm laying in bed. I'll text my friends. Do me a favor. Put on tefillin for me this morning also. I'll see you at 8 or 9 o'clock, but I'm not coming to shachris this morning. David, you daven at the 7 o'clock. We didn't put on tefillin for yourself. When you're done, daven at the 8 o'clock. We didn't put on tefillin. Have me in mind. Shlichus, why not? Why not? Vavosnit, you think this is a joke, kasha? You know Rishonim has this kasha? It's written in the beginning of Sefer Kedushin has this kasha? So why can't you have shlichus for mitzvah shebagufay? Anyone know why? Why not? Why can't you have shlichus for mitzvah shebagufay? What?
What is it? Because you're not buying them on your booth?
I wouldn't say you're not buying them
on your booth. Because you're not buying them on your
booth. I wouldn't say you're not buying them on your booth. You happen not to be buying them. I don't think that's the reason.
The chiyuv is on the gavra, not the chafsa?
Close, we're getting there. What? I'm kidding. Oh. Comes a ketzais, very beginning of a shluchim, first ketzais of a shluchim, and says, I'll tell you why you can't have shlichos on a mitzvah shebagufa. I'll tell you one. Zok the ketzais, shlichos works on Maisim, Shlichus works on Chaloisim. But you know what Shlichus does not work on? Shlichus cannot make Reuven's arm Shimon's arm. The mitzvah of tefillin is not to do a Maisa Hanochas tefillin. If I take tefillin and put it on your arm, I'm not Yotze any mitzvah. It's not a Maisa Hanochas tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is that the goof of the person, the Yad HaAdam, should have tefillin on him. If I take tefillin and wrap it on my foot, I'm not yotze. I did a ma'isa noch tefillin, that's a joke. The mitzvah is that the tefillin should be munachin al goof HaAdam b'makom haronochon and in the left arm, the akeya. Zabtik tzais.
I think
I'm going to say something. It's been muted.
White by the body and black by the action. Though, with the icon did, you bring me something really more nice by including Tuesday.
I can't. There you go.
So, comes the Ketzais and says that Tefillin is a mitzvah shebagufay. Shlichus can't turn one person's goof to another person's goof. We could borrow that choice and say, you know why you can't make a shliach for Nadarim? Because the Torah Kadesh says, by Shavuos or by extension by Nadarim, Levati b'sfasayim ksiv. The sfasayim of the person, the lips of the person, have to create the nadir. Is a din of gufay. The Gemara says in Shmuz Chavav, neder b'machshav is nishkei neder. Shmuz b'machshav is nishkei shmuz. Because there's a din of bitish v'sayim ksiv. You have to have a hatsom in a pair. Your pair is not my pair. That's the chisar, that's the equal. Why neder nishvu and zirus and zefer ke bichal aide shlichus. But what does that have nothing to do with Rabbi Say? Absolutely zero to do with what? Zero to do with lack of what?
Bailos.
And therefore, nedarim are a milsa the lace of a shlichus, all right? The isa b'tanai. Because that klal of ksubas ayin dalet, based on Tosis's understanding of that klal, does not impact when the reason for the inability to make shliach has nothing to do with the lack of bailos. And proof positive, the shteita mishkas yankov, when it comes to mitzvahs, can I do mitzvah latanai? Pashtus, yes. So I'm not going to rabbi Chizkriyashma about it. Pashtus, you can do mitzvah latanai. There's a concept of making it tonight. I'm only having in mind to be able to mitzvah if such and such. Pashtus, that idea exists. So you're saying, oh, we have such an idea. But Kriyashma has such an idea. How can you have a tonight by mitzvah, strike the mishkas yachas, most of the leisa b'shlichas, leisa b'tanai? What's the answer? The fact that mitzvah shibabufa or leisa b'shlichas has nothing to do with the lack of bailos. And therefore, that impacts absolutely meaningless, zero impact on this principle of lace machine lace material. So basically, we made a complete circle in this circuit. So we spent the first half talking about Chittas Rashi, why Rashi veered away from Taishas, why Rashi said that Tashbisu, Bittul is based on Tashbisu, Bittul is not based on Hefker. And the Ktsais was the one who walked us through that. And in doing so, the Ktzais introduced us to the world of the Rambams, Hefker Mishum, Neder. And by doing so, the Ktzais introduced us to the whole world of Shalai V'Enabishusai, which led us down the path of trying to understand and clarify V'Enabishusai, Achisan, and Bailos. Took us to Gemaras and the Babakamas, the Ayin, the Taisim, and Rashbas, and Hefker, and Hektish, and Gnaz, and Harshaz, the whole world of Ferk Meruba. That was the first half of the sugya. Then we moved into Tysus' understanding of what bittul means. That bittul is mitam hefker. It's like chomesh al acherim. And Tysus posed the whole serious question. What happened to hefker before gimel, which led us down the whole path? Just about whoever's not muted, please mute. Okay. So whoever tells us, let us down a whole path of Hefker Bifle Gimel, all that did or didn't mean. And then we raised another question, we raised a final issue. How does this impact on, let me finish this up, how does this impact on Hefker, and without Bittul being done at the Shlichos, which opened up a whole world for us with Ron, with Beisiaisef. And finally led us down to question a very yisod, who says that a neder can be done at the shlichus? The Yehuda took on the whole world. And we defended the rest of the world, either through the Ramban of Ambasra, through the Sugging Subis, and in passing we tried to pick up a couple of pieces of information along the way. So by saying we presented in the last sugya, let's say half a week, Rashi's version versus Tosa's version. Hopefully that's the next sugya is going to be another version, another understanding of what Midrash Bittul Yamasagi. And that's going to be this sugya, Pesach and Adal, to the eyes of the Ramban. So the Ramban develops for us, Mitzvah, hopefully starting tomorrow, a whole new approach to what Bittul is all about. So Mitzvah, starting tomorrow, get ahead of us, the Ramban comes, Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll continue with the Ramban. Okay. Stop here.